Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe.
And hello there, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Sabe here with Mike Gary. And Mike, I just want to make you know here that I have this T-shirt on that represents the world championship that we won 43 years ago against the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium back in 1981. Just wanted to make sure that you understood that we existed before what just happened, which is the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Yankees 4-1 in the 2024 World Series and wrapped it up in Yankee Stadium last night as the Yankees imploded in front of their own fans. And the Dodgers are bringing the World Championship back to Los Angeles.
What a game. What a series. Not that competitive. And like you said, it was an amazing game last night or earlier this week to watch them clinch. By the time that I got home, the fireworks were already being lit off in my neighborhood. People were honking at each other. But quite a scene. But like you said, 1981.
Yeah. That was the first of three World Series that our group got to play against. And it was very memorable, winning in the Taj Mahal of baseball and being able to take that long flight back that was nothing but party, party, party on it.
How much do you remember about that flight?
Not much.
We
took off late, obviously, and we got in probably 6 in the morning to an overflow crowd at American Airlines at Los Angeles International Airport. To the delight of our fans. It was a great experience. We'll talk about the parade as well. But I also want to mention in this segment, you know, happy Halloween to everybody. I hope you had a great time. Hope you all had a chance to go out with your kids, your grandkids, or whatever. I don't know what your favorite candies are.
I know what yours
Snickers.
Is. I know what yours is. I noticed that there was a lack of Snickers in our company.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I hoarded them.
It's perfectly fine.
I did.
We're going to talk a lot about the World Series. We're going to talk a lot about this season in the MLB. We're going to talk a lot about football as well, NFL and college. So we're going to have a good time. I understand that there's going to be a parade soon, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit and definitely talk about that fan interference.
Oh, yes. I got to talk about that. That's disturbing.
It is. Very disturbing. Very interesting, and also how the Yankees handled that. So we got a great show, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us here. It's We'll See About That with the great Ron Sabe, and we'll be right back after those messages. Stay with us.
Okay, it's time to move on over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, what's the financial tips for today look like?
That's a great question, but I have to go back to that fifth inning with the Yankees. A lot of little mistakes. When you were watching that, Ron, what did you think?
where do you want to start? There was the ball that's hit the center field, the throw to third base, the pitcher not covering first base, the balk, the interference call. I mean, talk about self-imploding. You did it right in front of your Yankee fans in your backyard, and I'm sure that they couldn't believe what they were seeing because they went full circle on this. They didn't catch the ball too well that day, and they also didn't hit early, and they didn't pitch very well early. So, yeah, they had a combination of all three, and it took them down.
Yeah, it was amazing to me to watch that. I'm like, those are major leaguers making those mistakes? It blew me away. I mean, I don't remember that number of small mistakes in a short period of time in a long time.
Well, you know, they erased whatever they had as an advantage in one inning. You can't give a team six outs in an inning, expect not to get hurt. And that's exactly what happened, and it switched the momentum. And, yes, the Yankees did fight back, but the Dodgers kept the pressure on and eventually, you know, bring home the World Series. So kudos for the Dodgers, and congratulations to the Dodger fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me that in your finances, small mistakes typically end up making, when they combine, they could end up making big mistakes or having a big, huge impact. And that's kind of what we here at BFF Financial look at avoiding for clients, is to essentially review all of what you're doing so you can look through and find those little mistakes so they don't end up being a big mistake. And that, I hate to sound like a broken record, but hey, you're a lot of historic home runs in this World Series, and I've got one baseball for every 316 home runs that you've hit. We're going to give these away to anyone who wants a second opinion by the end of the year. They can give us a call at 1-800-908-4BFF. That's 1-800-908-4BFF. Or they can email me at brad@bfffinancial.com. I know we're going to have a pretty interesting parade and off season here, Ron. I'm sure everybody's happy, and so am I. Anyway, go Dodgers.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
They still call me the Penguin.
And welcome back to We'll See About That. And I want to let you know that portions of this show are sponsored by Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSE when checking out at melissas.com. Well, I'm pretty sure that you probably have somehow a bag of candy in your house, much like I do, that my kids, my grandkids help me with. And what a great time. I went as a, as you might expect, I am now 1 month out of shoulder surgery. So I went as an outpatient in a sling, and quite a sight for those. They thought that, they may have thought that I wasn't really hurt, which is okay too. But yeah, I'm recovering well. I'm out of the swing. Probably shouldn't be doing certain things, but yeah, I had forgotten how much of an ordeal it is to go through a major surgery. Yeah, it's very, it's difficult.
Yeah, once they cut into you, there's nothing minor about being cut into. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house?
I get zero trick-or-treaters anymore. I'm isolated. I'm up at the top of a hill. I have two homes on the road, and there's no streetlights. And years ago when I was playing, of course, I would have cars drive up with kids in the car, and they wouldn't want to walk up there by themselves. So a few cars would make their way up there. And yes, I do have some decorations up, but I have a limited amount of candy. And for those who don't take it, we're going to eat it.
Exactly. So. That's the best part. It's a mixed bag. I mean, I love giving out candy, but I live in a back house too, and so I don't really get that much street traffic. But I buy candy knowing that this is not going to the kids. This is going to me.
You know, and I'm not worried too much about, you know, how much, you know, I have in advance, because I know that I'm still going to have plenty left over for what's coming.
And then you go to the store maybe like on a week later and it's all 50% off, and then you have to kind of tell yourself not to buy that. But this, like you said, this is a great time of the year. It's starting to get very beautiful here in Southern California. The wind is blowing. The leaves are turning. And sports-wise, you know, we have college football, we have NFL, we have NBA all starting up. And, of course, we have the World Series. So let's talk about the World Series.
And we also have daylight savings time.
We do.
So make sure you turn your clocks back, people. Otherwise, you're going to be waking up early.
Yeah, that's always a very kind of hard part of the radio business, is getting everything to sync up on that. All right, so we had an amazing World Series. The first game, game one, was one of the best baseball games I've ever seen. Highly competitive. tight drama, all the things that I love about baseball, where it's the mixture of tense moments and then the allowing for it to breathe.
I agree with you. I think that this is what the game is really about. It's supposed to be the two best teams matching up over the course of the year, which I think in this case, based on records, it proved out to be true. And you expect high intensity, great focus, well-pitched games, limited opportunities. And fans, being fans. And we all know that you're going to fill up Dodger Stadium to the tune of about 56,000. And it's what it should be. You know, these great fans that the Dodgers have had going all the way back to our baseball. You know, we were the ones who broke the major league attendance records back then, before even Fernando Mania took place. And we had a tremendous relationship with our fan base. And they treated us like family. Because they knew that, you know, we had a reputation, a record, that we are going to play well. And every time we got into the playoffs, we went to the World Series.
Yeah, and also there's an era, too, where you guys are actually, you know, got out in the community rather than, you know, behind some gates in the gated community.
That's correct.
Having, you know, your manservant do your grocery shopping for you. Of course, that game one was capped off by Freddie Freeman's grand
slam. Yes. The thing about that game there is that, you know, here we are in first game, extra innings, you know. And now you have a pitching decision that has to be made, and it has to be done by the Yankees and Aaron Boone. And he had two choices down the bullpen, two left-handed choices, veteran pitcher in Cortez and a young pitcher in a left-handed sidearm in Hill. And Hill had pitched great through the first part of the playoffs, gotten him out of some jams, gave him some really needed innings and outs. Cortez hadn't pitched in a month. First pitch, boom. Yeah, that's it. And game over.
Somewhere's calling it Gibson-esque based on Freddie Freeman's ankle injury.
Well, you know, absolutely. You know, it will be, you know, one of those home runs that will be in Dodger lore for quite some time. Now, game two, here comes Freddie Freeman again, yeah. Right? And Freddie Freeman starts the game off with a home run. So he puts the Dodgers back on top. You know, the pitching's going back and forth, and the Yankees are starting to, you know, they're not hitting much. And now they get to the top of the ninth, and guess what? We got a ball game. You know, we got the bases loaded again. The first two games ended with the bases loaded. One got a hit and won, and one did not and lost.
You couldn't ask for anything better as a viewer.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what you're paying your money for. Big money, by the way. And let's talk about ticket prices for a second. $900 to $1,000?
Average price, $982.
Yeah. And I heard that there was a when the series switched to New York, that, you know, there were ticket prices for certain seats around home plate, they were going for $30,000.
Yeah.
Wow. I got a pretty good seat at home
I got a 60-inch. I got some 5.1 surround sound and all the snacks you can have. I mean, my beers don't cost $30 at the concession stand either.
I don't have to. I don't have to wait in line. I don't have to go park. I can watch the game at my leisure. I can get up. I can get out of my seat and move around.
Don't have to pee in the trough.
Yeah. So anyway, two dramatic games, and then you return to New York, and it looks like Freddie Freeman night again. By the way, Freddie Freeman was the whole show, folks. I mean, there was a bit of a contribution from some other people, in the lineup. Teoscar Hernandez, drove in four runs, hit the ball well, had a couple of big base hits. But when you look at the production line that goes down after that, I'm not going to name names, but when you look at guys that are playing every day, 2-for-19, another guy has two RBIs, another guy goes 2-for-18 with a couple of our guys, another guy goes 1-for-11 with an RBI, and then, of course, catch this one, 0-for-16 with 11 punch-outs.
That's not great.
Okay? So, I mean, it was Freddie Freeman. That's all I can say, Freddie Freeman. One of the best performances, I think, in recent memory. that takes me back to, I think, the time that the Phillies played the Yankees and Chase Utley, and Utley hit over 500, maybe 545 or something, with five home runs. Unbelievable series. And then, you know, Barry Bonds, you know, had, you know, a big series 1 year with the walked a lot, and when he did get pitches, he hit bombs.
Yeah, it was like a historic OPS for that.
And then, of course, you know, our Dodger Yankee rivalry.
Yeah.
You know, we were the ones who pretty much put in place Mr. October, and that being Reggie Jackson. So yeah, unbelievable performance. I felt like you know, the Dodgers made all the key plays. They got all the key outs.
I was just about to say, especially in Game 3, this is so noticeable, that their defense was dominant. They were flying around the field, Dodger infielders. Yeah. And it's almost like watching an NFL defense playing at the top of their game, where it's all instinctual, where they're just moving with such fluidity and such confidence. And we're going to talk about that opposed to the Yankees when it came to Game 5. Wow. But you mentioned that gentleman who went, you know, I believe, what, 2-for-19? Mr. Otani, of course.
Yeah.
I believe he was injured. But I do believe – I have two questions as we go to this first break. Do you think that Otani should buy Freddie Freeman a Rolls Royce? And secondly, do you think that that Shohei Otani's former interpreter gets a World Series ring?
Wow. I'm pretty sure Freddie could probably afford the Rolls Royce, and I would be worried if the interpreter got a ring. Really would be. As far as Shohei playing, you know, it comes down to this: it's got to be up to him. He has to be able to understand that if he is going to play hurt, he has to have some kind of production out there. And if he felt like he was good enough to go, then it's good enough for me. But you can't go out there and just not have something get done. We're going to be right back with our next segment. We'll see about that.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the champion, Ron Say, World Series MVP. He's wearing his great 1981 Dodgers shirt. Very nice. I'm going to have to get one of those.
Take a look at this. Yeah,
look at that right there. And before we this last segment, we were talking about Shohei Ohtani. And he suffered an injury, I believe it was a separated shoulder, sliding into second base.
Right.
And he continued. It was very interesting because all my friends were like, oh, this is terrible. It's over. It's dislocation. And he was deemed clear to play the next day.
Yeah.
And it's not like he was hitting lights out to going in, but he was definitely not on his game. And he's a DH only, so he's not playing in the field. Yeah. And he was chasing balls, and he just seemed completely out of sorts. And you mentioned before we hit that last break that that's got to be up to you. And what decisions, what calculus, you know, as a player that Shohei needed to make, what kind of considerations he was thinking about moving forward in the rest of the series?
Well, I think everybody understands that when you're an everyday player, you know, there's going to be lots of games that you play where you're going to get tweaked here and there. Okay? And he did. You know, the slide subluxed his shoulder a bit. Enough to where he has to be only concerned with not playing defense, not throwing, but he's got to be able to hit. And the fact that it was his back arm, it wasn't his lead arm. This thing is pretty still in here. But he had to probably test that out to make sure that he felt comfortable swinging the bat. He has to have an understanding that if he can't get it done, he's got to step aside. But if he feels confident that he can get something done, then I think he should be out there. And he felt good enough about being out there. And I'm quite sure that the Dodger players felt that he would not put them at risk by going out there and not being able to, at least in theory, get something done. Now, it looked like it might have been a stretch at times because when he did get on base by way of a walk and I think catcher's interference in that last game, you know, he was always holding his jersey with his injured arm.
Yeah.
And when that happens, it means that, you know, okay, you're protecting. You know, obviously when you're running and you're holding on to your jersey.
Yeah, it's your chicken wing. You're gotta put it in.
You're not running at full speed.
No, not at all.
Okay, and you know, and here's the other thing. What if he has to slide? You know, what if he has to slide again? You know, I mean, he's obviously not going to be going in head first, but just the idea of having some contact there. Is he gonna hurt his shoulder again? I don't know.
Coming off Tommy John surgery last in the offseason as well.
That's right. He's had two of those, by the way. Yeah. So there is no real guarantee that he'll pitch again. But I'm sure that that will present itself next spring. He will be given the opportunity to probably do that. And when he is pitching and hitting, he is the best player in the game.
Absolutely. Do you think that internally with him and his team that he might have been worried about the response from fans, broadcasters, and others? He's the highest paid player in all of baseball, if not of all professional sports.
Right.
And he's not out there.
There's a lot of responsibility that goes with that. You know, I mean, look, we've all played hurt. And once again, it's a matter of understanding, you know, can I get something done here? You know, I'm not 100%, but can I still go out and get things done?
Am I at 50% better than the other guys at their 100%?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that the answer was that he felt that, and I think that he wanted to be out there. I think that if the Dodgers would have had to have taken the field without him, creates doubt, okay? And much like what I was faced with in a different circumstances was game 6 of the 1981 World Series, where I got hit in the head in game 5.
The Goose Gossage special.
Right. And the lineup was, you know, filled out with the exception of the fourth spot, and that was left for me to be decided. And, you know, I had to be comfortable enough to know that I could go out there and not mess this whole thing up. Plus, I also knew that guys would relax a lot better if I could take that spot. It would put things back into normal. He's not going to go out there and put us at jeopardy. He's in there because we know, we feel like he can get this
thing done. Because they could trust you.
Yeah, yeah, they could trust me. And I think that's probably the way they felt with Ohtani too. And, you know, and look, his performance, as others, was not great in terms of the everyday lineup. and I keep referring back to Freddie Freeman, but he was the one who got all the big hits.
Let's talk about Mr. Freeman for a second here. World Series MVP, 300 average, 4 home runs, 12 RBIs over the series, 6 home runs consecutively in the World Series going back to the last time he played it.
Yeah.
Also, the first player with 4 home runs and a triple in a World Series since, I don't know, this guy, you might have heard of him. His name is Babe Ruth.
You know what? That name's been out there for over 100 years, and he still keeps popping up.
It's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why he's Babe Ruth.
The bold names, a lot of names, a lot of numbers in bold.
Yeah, he's got a lot of numbers in bold. And don't forget, folks, the reason why we call Shohei Ohtani, you know, the modern-day Babe Ruth is because Babe Ruth won 20 games.
5 years in a row.
Okay.
5 years
so, in a row. I mean, look, there's a lot of credence to that reference because this is something that we've never seen before, and you know just think of it. Go back and think of the day that he became the 50-50 guy, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. You know he got 10 runs batted in this game.
Yeah,
right.
6 at bats.
He broke a new club record. He was the first man to ever do 50-50. He broke the one-season home run record as well in this game. It was at 49. So, I mean, he shattered all kinds of different records of different times in one game. And phenomenal, phenomenal. There's nothing else you can really say. And, you know, the difference between, you know, him and Aaron Judge as far as being, you know, considered the two best players, when Ohtani pitches – he is the best. He's got a dual contribution here. Nobody else can match that.
That's why his war is
exactly
so high.
Exactly. You know, you have two ways to achieve war.
Yeah.
And look, Aaron Judge was a tick ahead of Ohtani in a number of, you know, big categories.
Batting average.
He also scored more runs. He drove in more runs, a few, and he had a few more home runs. Walks, on base percentage, slugging percentage, ops, and war. A tick ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And
to be fair, playing in the American League with a little bit smaller ballparks, though.
Well, yeah. We know that the right field in Yankee Stadium has always had a short porch.
Yeah.
Even the announcers acknowledged that, you know, maybe one or two of those home runs by Freeman wouldn't have been home runs in Dodger Stadium, but that only matters where you're playing, and the rest of it doesn't matter. You know, they're home runs, and so you can look at it any way you want to. But these guys just put on a phenomenal show. It's unfortunate that you did not get to see the best of Ohtani and the best of Aaron Judge during this, but you did get the best of Freddie Freeman.
Exactly. And the Yankees, why do they keep pitching to Freddie Freeman? I mean, you had an amazing hot streak in one April where you were close to an MLB RBI record.
I was closing in on it.
You were closing in on it within spitting distance of that record. And they started walking you in situations where normally players don't get walked.
Well, no, it's true. And it's, you know, you kind of break the mold. You know, you don't walk people, you know, you don't need to do that. Not in this case. And it's certainly not in the case that we spoke about earlier is that, you know, I was closing in on this major league record for runs batted in the month of April, and we had a game in the first inning, and we had a runner at first base with two outs, and they walked me intentionally.
Which is unheard of.
In the first inning.
In the first inning with two outs.
Yeah. And so, you know, I ran down to first base, and, you know, I don't remember exactly what happened after that. But I do remember that when I got back into the dugout, that, you know, Andy Messersmith came over and he looked at me, and Andy was always a playful guy, but he was Jekyll and Hyde when he pitched. And he comes over, he says, "Now that's respect. And it was, you know, you just stay away from these guys. You know, you really do. You cannot look what they did to Barry Bonds. They were walking Barry Bonds. They walked him 234 times, 120 some intentionally. They did not want to have any part of him. And they walked him in games with the bases loaded.
Yes, they,
can you imagine
look,
they, that?
Folks, look that up. You can watch it on YouTube.
Look it up.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's a guy playing today that reminds me of the patience and the production. Not Barry Bond-esque, but Juan Soto. This guy does not swing at bad pitches. He works a pitcher. He scores 100 runs. He gets 100 walks. He drives in 100 runs. He hits 35 home runs. He hits 300 on the average. They're looking at, you know, a contract that might be in the range of Ohtani when he becomes a free agent, and he's 26 years old. And all due respect, you know, his World Series, he got 6 hits. He scored 5 runs, I believe. He got 7 walks. Did not drive in a run. Did not drive in a run. Okay. Now, the rest of it, fine. But you know what? When it comes to production, I'm looking at you got to drive some people in here. Okay. You got to swing a bigger bat than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ohtani, Stanton was the most significant hitter that the Yankees had in the lineup for the entire postseason. And he got some huge home runs. He had 6 home runs in the postseason.
He did. Yeah, he was great. And we should talk about Aaron Judge. He did start to emerge from his slump in games 4 and 5. And we're going to talk about those games.
Yeah.
Specifically, we're going to talk about the game 5 meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
That the Yankees had that clinched the World Series for the Dodgers, you guys. So thank you so much for joining us here. We'll see about that with the champion MVP, Ron Say. We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay with us.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its 8th consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim. $10 off because I spent over $50 and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes,
American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get, I mean, you get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
The fans are rooting. And we are back. We'll see about that. This week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial. 1951, future Hall of Famer Roy Campanella wins the first of his three National League MVP awards. The 29-year-old Dodger backstop will also receive the prestigious honor in 1953 and 1959, and also appear on a fabulous duet with the aforementioned Ron Say here.
Yes, and I remember Campy well. You know, he was one of those guys that we had in spring training, you know, the former greats, one of those pictures on the wall that now, you know, became, you know, the real person that goes with the picture and the stories that he told. And what a fabulous guy. We were very fortunate to have many of our great Dodger players come to spring training in uniform, participate. They would also come to us during the season, sometimes being on the road, where we'd be in Cincinnati and Pee Wee Reese and Rex Bradley, who was Hillerich and Bradsby, Louisville Slugger in Louisville. They would bring us a new shipment of bats, and it was always great to see Rex and Pee Wee and get a chance to catch up with them. But yeah, it was a really great honor to have all these guys that were legends in Dodger history, you know, really want to be a part of what's going on.
Yeah, it's a tradition of, you know, keeping the that tradition alive. And I'm a little disappointed that the more current Dodger ownership seems to have no interest in doing that, but that's a story for another day. All right, Ron, let's talk about games 4 and 5. So game 4, the Yankees finally seemed to wake up, my beloved Yankees. And we saw Aaron Judge finally start to emerge from his slump. They seem to be playing cohesive baseball. They take game 4. Now comes game 5, and I'm thinking, all right,
let's take a step back.
Okay.
Let's take a step back to game 4.
Okay.
And for any of those people who have been listening and hearing me talk about bullpen games.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Right? They backed off again. Right? So from inning number 1, Yankees are putting pressure. They leave two guys on in the first. They leave another guy on in the second. There's a lot of pressure on these bullpen guys to come out and pitch that one inning, because that is their inning. You're going to eat it either way. Right? Okay, so now you come out and, you know, Yankees are starting to put things together. And, you know, the Dodgers are starting to fight back. And the Yankees are still putting a little bit more distance in there. And then another implosion, you know, another relief pitcher comes in, and I think it was the 8th inning where the Dodgers score 5 runs, and he's in there to eat it. And what happens in these games is that you wake up a lot of dormant bats. And you woke up Wells, who only got 3 hits in the series. He gets 2 hits, almost 2 home runs, a ball off the top of the wall in center field, and another home run a little bit later. You also, Verdugo chipped in with some key RBIs. Volpe, you woke up Volpe for 1 at bat. He hit a grand slam home run. You also had an opportunity to shut down Soto and Judge, and they both made a contribution. So you gave them, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. And what happens the next day? Soto gets a walk, Judge hits a home run, boom, game 5 underway. Yankees are cruising. Stanton comes up, hits another bomb, right? 5-0.
I believe at that point, too, Dave Matt, they did that violent, hated interview with Dave Roberts in the mid-game dugout interviews. And I think Dave Roberts said, he's like, well, you know, we're all – I'm paraphrasing here. He was already looking towards game 6 at that point. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you saw what was printed, maybe not, after the bullpen game. You know, they said that, you know, we know that we're sacrificing a little bit here. Yet we hope that it pays off down here. Well, don't get in the habit of giving away games in the World Series, folks. It's not a good idea to take them off the hook. You should have continued to apply pressure here. Yeah, it worked out. You won. But, you know, sometimes they say, well, if it isn't broken, don't fix it, you know? The bullpen games have been the trouble games for the Dodgers, were for the entire postseason. And yet they still alluded to do it because they felt that they were, you know, good enough to overcome it or whatever. But each time that you do that, if you don't keep coming at your opponent with your foot on the gas pedal, at some point in time, once you back off, they're going to have hope. And you don't want to give them any hope.
Yeah,
and hoping to me is you gave them hope.
Yeah, hope equals confidence. Confidence equals performance. And so he gets a game five, 5-0, like you said. I'm like, all right, you know, the Yankees are going to do something historic here. They're going to come back. They're going to win a game seven. And I'm going to win the bet that I got with my best friend. And sadly, that did not happen because the Yankees completely melted down, starting with an error from the aforementioned Aaron Judge.
Yeah, you know, he stuck himself right back in that frying pan in a negative way. You know, he's just starting to feel comfortable. I can see it happen. His at-bats got better. He's taking pitches better. He's tracking the ball better, having better swings. And when he's hitting them hard. There was a single, double, and a home run, you know, mixed in there. So now you can see it. Even Chisholm. You know, he hits a bomb after Judge does. It's 3-0 before you can blink. And maybe that isn't a good idea for a Dodger fan. But you got to play defense, folks. You know, the Yankees managed to touch all the bases, meaning that early on they didn't hit enough and they didn't pitch enough. You know, and then now they can't catch the ball very good either. So it was complete. That implosion there just blew the roof off top of, you know, the place. And you had to battle back. You did battle back, but you still created too many mistakes. You had a throwing error. You had a fielding error. You had a catcher's interference. You had a balk call on too many throws over to first base. I don't know what happened there. You had Garrett Cole, who gave up 5 runs. None of them were earned.
None earned runs.
No, 0 earned runs. Decides that, oh, Rizzo must have this little squibber that Mookie Betts hit over to first base. That was the inning end. That was been the inning and the out without giving up one run.
Watching that live, everybody's over. Yeah.
Does not cover, and guess what?
How does that happen?
I don't know. It's an automatic reflex for a pitcher. When the ball goes to the right side, that you automatically just start moving towards first base. And it's out of habit and experience. You know, you might be needed over there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, and it cost him. And then Boone comes out. You figure like, okay, well, maybe this is it. You know, maybe he's going to take him out. Well, no, he did not. And what does Garrett Cole go out do? He goes out there and gives him 2 more innings, and they're in the ballgame. And he leaves with the lead, only to have it be given up by the bullpen again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you could tell that, you know, once they got to the 9th inning and Buehler in this rare performance coming out of the bullpen goes out there and gets the first hitter. And you could just kind of see that the life of the place, you know, had
what did you think about the decision in the moment? Because Buehler, to burn him in a 1-run game, knowing you're going to need him in game 6 or game 7. Did you think that was the right move? Obviously it worked out, but.
Yeah, it did. Look, I'm always surprised at it when that happens. You know, I don't know what their thinking is. But I remember a number of years ago, Kenley Jansen, the Dodger closer, pitched in one of those series, pitched 3 innings in a series. I think he came in like the 5th or 6th inning. And there was another inning he pitched, and then another inning. I said, "You've taken it too far with this guy. Who's gonna, you know, you not only for today's game, but what about the following games?" And then in the 9th inning, Kershaw comes out of the bullpen. Okay, you know, I've seen it happen. I saw Don Sutton come out of the bullpen in the ninth inning when we were trying to clinch a tie for the divisional title in 1980, which we did. But you know, you don't want to do that too many times, and it better work because you know, with the Dodgers rotation, I mean, they had Yamamoto lined up for Game Six,
yeah.
And then Buehler was supposed to pitch Game 7.
Game 7, yeah.
And maybe they were just going to say, hey, you know what, just go out there and get the game started, and we'll relieve you when necessary.
All right, sadly, we're running short on time here. I want to congratulate the Dodger players and Dodger fans. And you might notice that I left someone else out of that, and that's intentional. Let's talk about the fan interference. Mookie Betts.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Fielding a fly foul ball down the right field line, and two there was some savagery took place. Two Yankee fans, I like to call them beasts, tried to pretty much accost Mookie Betts. They were banned for the following game. They're season ticket holders. One of them apparently was Rob Gronkowski's best friend from college. That's true. You can look that up. What do you think should happen to these mooks? Do you think they should be banned for life? How do we handle this?
You know, first of all, I'll go back to the play itself. You know, the ball with the camera, you know, shows the ball going down into that right field corner. And it shows Mookie Wilson kind of jumping up against the side wall there, reaching up with his glove to the top of it. And you can't really tell whether he caught the ball. And so he did catch the ball. And it turns out that a fan has got a hold of his arm and the glove, and another guy has got a hold of his right arm. And so I'm saying, well, you know, show me the ball. Show me the ball. Well, this guy starts prying the glove open.
Yeah.
Right? He takes the ball out of the glove. I mean, what are you doing? What do you think that's going to – you don't think that we're going to see that? I mean, I would not have allowed them back in. I don't know who's making that decision. But for them to be able to come back the next day, maybe next year if you have a chance to cool off a little bit – but I don't want those kind of people in my ballpark doing those kinds of things. What is the next step? Does he get to jump out on the field? Huh? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it just – to me, it was a very bad decision to have them – that's not something that I care to have to see again.
I think that Mookie Betts deserves a lot of credit for handling it in the way he did.
I think he did, too.
He was very cool. Yeah. It reminded me very much of, you know, yeah. Moises Alou and during the Bartman game when he was indignant. I mean, I would have been as well, but it all worked out in the end. So once again, congratulations to the Dodgers players and the Dodger fans in the city of L.A.
Yeah, it's a tremendous, thank you for the terrific Dodger fans that we've had for years and years and years. They continue to support. They deserved they have always been the best fans. And I do remember the parade that we had to celebrate our 1981 World Championship. And I had the opportunity to speak at City Hall after the parade was over with. And I did thank our fans for being number one fans in baseball. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe,
the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we have returned, and I think we've given our best at covering the World Series. We've certainly proud of the Dodgers living up to their great history and tradition.
History and tradition that you're a tremendous part of.
Yeah, you betcha. And, you know, I was a part of three of those World Series, and the heartbreaking one was 1978. Reggie Jackson's hip still hurts to this day because of that interference call. It was not called. Yeah. It was also the last game that the fabled infield played together. Davey Lopes was the first one to leave. But
most successful statistical infield.
Infield in Major League history. By fact. Yep. Okay. Want to remind you that there are some big college football games on this weekend in the Big Ten. In particular, we have Penn State taking on Ohio State, 3-4 in the polls. Probably a bigger game for Ohio State at this point because they are already on the fringe with the loss. Also, number one ranked Oregon takes on defending national champion Michigan, who's not quite having that same kind of a year. But they will be playing on the road in Ann Arbor, so I figure that competitively speaking, I expect Oregon to win this game. But it may not be quite as easy as they might think.
Big house is up, tough to play at.
And then, of course, my Washington State Cougars have a chance with a record of 7-1 of running the table and finishing at 11-1. But that's a job still waiting to be finished. But they are playing no ranked teams and all teams with a losing record. So I'm hoping for the best. But at 11-1, making the 12-team playoff, I'm not so sure that's a possibility because they're not going to have any brownie points coming from winning against losing teams.
Yeah, and we just want to offer our congratulations as a show here to Bronny James. Scored his first NBA bucket. It was a mid-range jump shot, turnaround jump shot over a defender. LeBron James was not on the floor. It happened in Cleveland against the Cavaliers, so some full-circle moments there. So congratulations to Bronny. And I just want to remind people, make sure to check out Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. Check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power. It's available wherever fine books are sold. And on that aforementioned website, theronsayshow.com. Any last words there, Ron?
Oh, I just want to remind everybody, including Dodger fans, to remember to turn back your clocks tonight. It's going to be daylight savings time, and need to remember that. And also, I hope you all had a great Halloween with your family, your kids, your grandkids, whatever. I certainly did. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next weekend.